The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A special outside prosecutor is expected to handle the case of an assistant Erie County District Attorney charged with official misconduct. Delancey Shannon Brown was fired after he was taken into custody by Buffalo Police. Commissioner Joseph Grimalia explained the case emerged from a separate investigation.
Buffalo Police Department stumbled across through cell phone records of an unrelated investigation that was occurring, that a phone number came up to an assistant district attorney assigned for Erie County, assigned to city court. That information, which came up off of that subpoena that we were reviewing, obviously was very concerning. We spun up that investigation to go in a different direction, further identifying and building up information on this assistant district attorney.
Shannon Brown was hired by the DA's office on June 10th. James Gardner, the Republican and Conservative Party candidate for district attorney, also joined in the call for a special prosecutor. A former business manager convicted of stealing nearly $500,000 from a Tonawanda church will spend 8 to 19 years in prison. 44-year-old Lisa Noble of Williamsville pleaded guilty last month to all charges related to the theft of funds from St. Amelia's Parish over a five-month period in 2023. The funds, prosecutors say, were used to purchase concert tickets, travel, lodging, and other personal expenses. Noble also pleaded guilty to stealing more than $500,000 over a five-year period while employed at an audiology practice in Tonawanda. Support services are being offered to the students and staff at Kenmore East High School following the death of a 15-year-old student. 10th grader Luke Giuetti died Thursday from injuries suffered when he was struck by a vehicle while riding his bike in the town of Tonawanda. That information was released by district officials in a message sent to students' families. And students, alumni, and faculty of St. Bonaventure University are mourning the passing of a Franciscan friar who was associated with the institution for over 60 years. Father Dan Riley, the founder of the school's Allegheny County Retreat, Mount Irenaeus, passed away on Wednesday.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I surprised Jay Desiderio of Desiderio's Dinner Theater by showing up for his opening night of Don't Drink the Water. But, you know, typically, because the season is chock-a-block full of shows, and his tend to run several weeks more than other people. They'll wake a week or two, but summertime and, Don't Drink the Water, Woody Allen. Absolutely. Opening night. My God, it's still funny. That's 1966. Still funny. Set in an embassy, this family doing something dumb in a Soviet bloc country, hijinks and misidentities, you know, all of that. That old-style Broadway comedy.
But let's get to the important question. What did you have for dinner?
I had chicken marsala.
Again.
People are laughing. To explain, this is dinner theater. You sit at a table. You dine. They have lovely food. Bobby Jay's. It's his brother who runs it. They clear the places, and then the play happens, and you sit right at the table. You can continue to sip a glass of wine, but the food is all removed. And then they do a play, and there's parking. It's all very, very civilized. But good dinner theater begins with good food, I got to tell you.
Sounds like a hoot. Can't wait.
But this 1960s aesthetic, they update it to the 80s, and it's Dave Lundy, and it's Ernie and Sanda, and it's Lisa Hinka, and it's a crew of the Desiderio's regulars, and they just understand that style of comedy. It's the only place where these plays are really done anymore. Well, community theaters and so forth, but to get a professional production is a treat. He set it in the Reagan years rather than its original 1966 setting. But I note that Shakespeare in Delaware Park is mining the 60s again.
So I've heard. Dish the dirt. What's going on there?
Well, their comedy of errors is done in the style of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. I've seen photos of the set and it looks very, very familiar. And I would certainly expect trap doors and psychedelic colors. Do you remember the psychedelic?
I don't remember that. I remember Ruth Buzzy with her hairnet and the dirty old man.
Joanne Worley.
Right.
Artie Johnson and Judy Carne, Goldie Hawn, Alan Sues, Henry Gibson. Lily Tomlin got her start in television there. Gary Owens was always the announcer. It was quite the phenomenon in 1968.
Well, looking at the cast list for Shakespeare in Delaware Park, so many of our favorite actors are on the boards. Also, looks like a winner, but it's only up through August 18th.
You, interestingly, spent some time indoors, down at the alleyway, in the dark. The National Theatre of Great Britain broadcasts their shows. I've done one of these. I saw their Streetcar Named Desire. Fascinating. And you went down and saw Noel Coward's Present Laughter at Alleyway Theater.
I did. It starred Andrew Scott. Folks might know him as Moriarty to Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock Holmes. And just a fabulous cast, as you would expect. It was filmed with a live audience at the Old Vic Theater. And I have to admit, watching plays that are filmed at home on my own TV, it's okay. But there was just something wonderful about sitting in the theater. Yes, it was a movie, but it felt as if it were live right in front of us. And I think the other people at the alleyway got a kick out of it, too. Did want to mention they're going to do it again with Ian McKellen. Younger folks might know him as Gandalf from Lord of the Rings or Magneto from the X-Men.
Don't indulge that.
But he's the real deal, and he's going to be King Lear, but only 2 days, August 4th and 5th, at the Alleyway Theater. So I highly recommend it.
The opportunity to be able to see what's happening on the stage, historically lost with the final curtain, that statue of snow, where are the snows of yesteryear? And it's why I also value the Theater on Film and Tape collection at Lincoln Center, which has an archive of major Broadway and regional productions. If you consider for the career of the great Catherine Cornell, there is hardly any record at all. No one knows really what her Candida was like, what her Antigone was like, even though she originated both Anouilh's Antigone and Shaw's Candida in the United States. There's a television version of her Barretts of Wimpole Street. And so creating the opportunity and then the genius of letting people do it at a theater with other audience members, because the sensation, the feeling of being in an audience is remarkably different. Kind of brilliant. And then Chautauqua, I know people like a little more lead time to head down to Chautauqua Theater Company. Beautiful Bratton Theater, they're building another theater down there. But when is Lynn Nottage's play?
Well, the previews start tomorrow, this Saturday. A couple of days of previews, and then the official performances run from July 30th through August 4th. A very short run. Again, you and I and everyone who was with us loved Birthday Candles.
Yes.
And this is by one of their favorite go-to playwrights, Lynn Nottage. So fabulation should be fabulous.
And the acting company there is uncommonly strong. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.